We will work with you whether you are aware of it or not. And how will you know it is us? When the possibilities are limitless.
Your first angel messages or writings may not produce many words. You may think you have not received anything. We have seen students in classes look at their paper and appear bewildered as the scratching of everyone else's pen sounds like a roar. Everyone connects with the angels, but not everyone accepts that they can hear them. Knowing how you receive your message will help. Here are three ways you receive angelic messages. Clairvoyance, the ability to see things not visible to the naked eye. Second sight. Clairaudience, the ability to hear sounds not heard by the human ear. Clairsentience, the awareness of knowing beyond the five human senses, the sixth sense, knowing that you know. Clairvoyance is seeing what is not there. For instance, let's say the word being sent to you is bell. You see in your mind a bell, and you are to write that word. The type of bell is significant. For example, jingle bell, Big Ben, or school bell. The bell you see relates to the message. Clairaudience is hearing what is not there. Most often you will hear the actual words spoken as given or dictated to you. This is a typical way to receive when you first begin hearing. Clairaudience, however, also works with other sounds. You will not see a bell, but you hear the sound it makes. Again, the message dictates the type of bell. Do you hear a telephone ringing? Is it a bicycle bell that you hear, a wedding bell? Whatever you hear, you will know to write the word bell. Clairsentience is knowing that you know, and you don't have the foggiest idea how you know. This is a combined use of all the senses and is the greatest gift. If you are clairsentient, you may be expecting more at the start because you don't hear any sounds or cute little words being whispered in your ears. You just know what to write. Even if you are clairvoyant or clairaudient, your clairsentience will become stronger and you will soon use all the senses, including taste, touch, and smell. If you experience a particular feeling while you are receiving, consider first that you may be receiving with clairsentience. If the feeling is positive, enjoy it. If the feeling is sad or painful, ask the angels to help you get rid of it or to explain it. Let's say you have a headache. The first thing to do is say, "Angels, if this is not my headache, please remove it from me now." Clairsentient people are very empathic and tend to scoop up energy that is free-floating until they learn to control it better or to filter what belongs in the message and what doesn't. You may actually be feeling the headache of the person next to you, not your own.
Clairsentience is the most total gift, and there are millions of you out there with it. We come to you and through you all the time in this way.
Know what your primary gifts are. Practice separating multiple gifts. Trust your gifts at all times. When you go into a room and feel negativity, perhaps it isn't you, but the emotion of the group. Leave. There is no reason to stay in negativity. In life, there are two sides, light and shadow. Choose light and people of light, with whom to associate and spread light wherever you go. If you are not receiving, it is possible to make the process of receiving angel messages unnecessarily difficult. Watch for doubt. Stop erasing as the angels speak. You receive the message just fine, and then begin to think about it, question it, and talk yourself out of an accurate angel message. What is sent in leaves through doubt. We also see you edit the words to fit your opinions of life and your self-image. In one class, the angels gave a student her best qualities. She heard well and recorded an accurate list, but then editorialized and added her own opinion. When her angel said, "You are very patient," she added, "Except when you are tired." "You are kind to most people." "You are smart when you want to be." Angels do not give and then take away. They give with love and truth. They see you as you really are, not as you believe you are. They see you as a perfectly created person. you see yourself as imperfect. They see your great potential. You see yourself with limits. They see you as love and light, while you may see yourself in despair and darkness. You are perfect today. You are on your way up. You are in a constant state of growth and improvement, as well as the rest of the universe. Poor reception. Angels work on your energy. If you don't hear them, breathe. More likely, they are not loud enough for you to hear. Ask them to speak up, or to take turns, or to slow down. It is a two-way communication, and sometimes reception needs to be discussed and then fine-tuned. If you still can't hear them, ask to speak to another angel. You are in charge of the communication. Carrie was a frequent student at our classes. She came to a class nearly every week, but never heard really well. Finally, she came to us and asked if she was doing something wrong. We assured her she wasn't, and we decided to talk to her angel for her to find out why she was not connecting. We could not hear her angel either. Only about every third word made sense. In frustration, we said, "Come on, angels, we need someone louder. Send an angel with a bigger voice." A booming-voiced angel came in with a wonderful, clear, exciting, and comforting message. What was wrong? Nothing. The angel with whom Carrie had connected was a very tiny angel named Amelia. She was dainty and feminine and had a little voice to go with her diminutive body. When we found out what Amelia's work was, everyone understood why her voice was difficult to hear. Amelia's primary job in the universe is to whisper into the ears of babies how much God loves them. Expectations. What you receive is what the angels want to tell you. It may be a simple or a complicated message. Trust and accept what is given. Angels also have frames of references different from ours. Don't ask your angel about other people because angels will not engage in psychic gossip. If you receive a message about someone else, know it is their angel that sent it. Wrong information. If you feel the angels give you wrong information, know that most beings on the other side are simple, loving souls who know nothing about computers or politics. If you want to know more about specific knowledge, ask for a specific angel who has that wisdom. They will not be able to send advanced esoteric information if it is not their information too. If you don't speak French, they will not speak to you in French vibrations. Engineers have angels who are interested in engineering and have helped them become an engineer. Same with doctors, chefs, teachers, and artists. You attach to each other because of similar interests. Mary frequently comes to comfort worried mothers because she relates so well to motherhood. Favored teachers, saints, or gurus will teach you because you already have a trusting relationship. Angels give you the best they have at that moment. But time doesn't mean too much to them, and specific events are not as important to them as they are to you. They look at a bigger picture. Angels are great teachers. Attitudes. Be positive. The best way to ensure a clear, loving message is to decide for a positive experience. Expect goodness to come. Expect beings of light. Expect high angelic presences. Expect love. If you are a frightened, negative person who expects the worst to happen at any moment, you may initially find more comfort in prayer. When you begin, ask your angels to please teach me about love that replaces fear and to have a positive attitude to replace my negative expectation. Whether you speak to them or not, their comfort is always with you, has always been with you, and always will be with you. It shall be forever so.